I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, one of the most anticipated publications of the year for the DNR is its mast survey, an inventory of the food sources wild game depend on across the state of West Virginia year in and year out. We'll take a look at the 2020 survey coming up in today's report right after this. The DNR has been putting out the mast survey for 50 straight years, getting a snapshot of each of the species that provide a food source for West Virginia wildlife. Now, the information is highly sought by hunters and can help determine movement patterns of deer, bears, squirrels, and other critters. Chris Ryan is one of the authors of the study and says this year, the grocery store shelves for West Virginia wildlife are almost bare.
This is the worst one we've ever had in terms of numerical score. 16 of our 18 species are in pretty bad shape compared to the long-term average and compared to last year. Now, I mean, we always break it down here a little bit further, but unless you're a red oak / black oak or a scarlet oak, things are pretty dim this year.
And he adds even those species that did hit were just average.
Hunters will find that out across the state, that red oak / black oak group are produced very well. It's basically kind of average, but it's a lot better than most of those other things.
Now, if you were hoping to get bailed out by hunting the soft mast, well, that didn't do so well either.
It is bad when it comes to soft mast. I have never seen those 9 species, you know, of that, what we call that soft mast group, they're all negative. If you look at tables 1 and table 2, they are all negative from last year and negative on the long-term average. And, that has impacted things that happen in the summertime. Obviously, I think everybody probably knows I'm an old bear guy, so I really pitch it to bears and I really like bears. And if bear can't get anything to eat, they're going to go looking for something to eat. So one of the things that drives nuisance complaints or movements and hunting things like that are mast conditions. And in the winter, summertime, that's soft mast conditions. And their blackberry crop across most of the state and there's other 8 species are very bad.
This is information that'll be of great use to hunters. And frankly, having a bad mast year doesn't necessarily translate to poor hunting. In fact, it's the other way around.
A lot of times, it's just the opposite. And when you have bad mast conditions, the hunting's a lot better, I'm a hero. When there's a ton of food across the landscape, then, I'm not a hero, and all the animals are spread across the landscape, and people don't think there are as many animals there as what there truly are. So it's particularly when you're talking some of these species that may rely on a certain type of food conditions, it's going to be a lot easier to pattern those animals and a lot easier to predict where they're going.
And those survey results are posted right now at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.